guys, what is going on? Welcome back to another episode of the Arsenio Buck Perspective, a podcast. And here I am today giving you the goodness as always, man. We got some really good things coming up real soon. And to be honest with you, I got a question. And it made me realize so many different phases of my life. I've uncovered a lot of different things in this podcast in terms of, you know, having, you know, this Filipino girlfriend back in 2008, 2009, and then a Japanese, but luckily the Japanese girl, she ended up like encouraging me to travel to Australia, which was the ultimate, oh my God, I wouldn't say El Dorado, but was the ultimate key to my life. Right. And there are so many different eras that we have. Darren Hardy had said, like, there are so many different eras that we have throughout my, like, our lives. And within those eras, there are different things. And somebody said, man, explain my life in five, please. Like in five phases, five, whatever it is. Why is it that people do what they do? Why are they like what they are? In five words. Explain why people are the way they are in concepts. And again, if you're one of these people and you have employees and stuff like that, and you're, you know, people who struggle with employees or being intentional and persistent and demonstrating that, you know, that high performance. Well, this specific podcast is for you. Personal Development 101. I wrote this out for you while I was at one of these shopping centers in Thailand, man. These shopping centers are just like not an ordinary shopping center, which you would get in America. They have everything. They have gyms. They have this. They have that. I was outside in a Starbucks and I was like, okay, all right, here we go. Let's see how we can explain someone's life, life in general, in five concepts. And the first one is I can define your life by your goals and ambitions. You may have heard this on previous podcasts, but I could tell you right now, people who lack vision for themselves, those higher goals for themselves, won't seek them because they don't exist. It's like Les Brown. Les Brown had always said, you know, successful people, you know, they're more hungry. You got to be hungry. You guys remember that when Les Brown would all, I don't know if you guys, you know, listen to Les Brown. He's one of the greatest motivational man, I would have to say the greatest, because he's like the OG, you know, OG meaning the old, the original person who would, you know, make these motivational talks and stuff just after Zig Ziglar. We're talking like in the 90s and stuff like that when there was no internet. And I love Les Brown. He was the one that got me out of a funk with his motivational videos and people who created it on YouTube. And he always said, and I remember he did a stand-up speech, I think in about 2015, 16, 17 in Las Vegas, probably about 15 or 16. And he was like, you got to be hungry. And he told this story about him being a disc jockey. And it was all about ambition and that goal that he had within himself to become more, give more, serve more, develop more, master more. And to be honest with you, going back to you, man, it means something to you. You know it. That goal or ambition is important to you. There's a purpose. There's a motivation. There's a drive there. See, the thing is with goals are very interesting, right? Goals, they ultimately form ambition. What does that mean? That basically means that so a lot of where you are right now directly reflects what you desire and chase. What were your goals? And I can tell you right now, a lot of people don't have the same goals as you. And it can be frustrating working with those specific individuals, right? Think about it. I mean, come on, man. You know, have you ever had a conversation? I don't know about you, but man, I used to have those conversations probably back in 2019, 2018, definitely between 2014 and 2017. With these old guys, and they're like, oh, well, it just seems like you're me in my mind. I'm like, so how was Eureka? Anything exciting? Any growth? No. These guys who had escaped here are literally not surviving, but they're existing. And that's terrifying. And I could tell you right now, when you look at other people, and maybe your boss or anyone in general, someone who you have influence on, you know, you want to be able to give and create. But a lot of people, their goals are to watch Netflix for like 5 days, right? We already know it. You know, I remember I used to ask at the beginning of January, I used to always ask the company that I obviously had trained at. If you guys have been following me since January, go check out those podcasts. My goodness gracious, especially the last probably 10 days of January, you're going to see some things, me revealing a lot of things. And I used to go into some of my classes. I had about four classes, right? One was intermediate. The other two were basically beginner slash elementary. And anytime I asked him, oh my God, what did you do this past weekend? Eat, sleep, eat, sleep, eat, sleep. See, a lot of people, they're like, okay, Netflix for the weekend. And guess what? What ends up happening with that situation and everything, the goal conflicts to why you fight, not only with your goals in general, but maybe with your spouse and other people who you love so dearly. See, who you want to become conflicts with other people's different goals, right? So if you, and I'm going to bring it to you like this, if you don't have a deadline on those goals, it's not a goal. You know, and I can tell you right now, one of my students, they were overwhelmed by deadlines. But I can tell you right now, if you do not have one, you do not have a goal in mind. And my student who literally just paid a huge package, as a matter of fact, she's like, oh my God, when I start thinking about deadlines, I get stressed out. And I'm like, listen, deadlines make yourself hold you accountable to you. You don't have to worry about anyone else out there holding you accountable. You, that deadline holds accountable you. And so if we look at it this way, if you seek clarity, if you write down your goals, if you set deadlines to remind us and set blocks of time to move towards those goals, what happens after that? But I can tell you right now, the opposite, the people who do underperform, are they clear about their goals? So if you're a manager and you think about it, all the non-business priorities, you know, you're probably just looking at your goals as an individual. So I could tell you right now, man, I'm telling you, when you look at that right there, the goals and the ambitions and the importance of them and like having those stretch goals, they're of the utmost importance. But please set deadlines for specific things. Because if you don't, what ends up happening is you get lost. And like I said in previous podcasts, other people's goals become your goals. Going on to the next one. Mindset. It's all about mindset. You know, people, most people who talk about mindset, they talk about like consistent thoughts and patterns and stuff like that. But to be honest with you, when I think of it, I think of two things that make a difference. And I've already preached before. Identity. Identity is everything. Who do I view and esteem myself to be, perceive myself to be, value myself to be, and why that really matters. So again, mindset and seeing it towards challenge and struggle. You heard myself on the Wheel of Life, right? And on the Wheel of Life, man, I was like, dude, like, to be honest with you, this month has been terrible. You know, over the last, let's say, 4 weeks almost has been terrible. If it wasn't for these two or three specific individuals, and I know them by name, Bruna, Rafaela, and Juan, it would have ended up being a very, very, very bad month. But you know what's crazy? Within about a four-day spurt, what they gave me is exactly what so many others gave me. Not only that, but followers and people and the content and me figuring out content pillars and me having a productivity calendar, so many different things. And I want to ask you right here, are you someone who handles challenges, whether it's money challenges or, you know, just recently with me, there was a guy, he was like, hey, I want to talk to you about some stuff. And I was like, oh, okay. I haven't heard from you in a while. Okay, here we go. We only did about 5-6 classes in about a 2-2.5 month period. Let's go. Let's do it. So he's talking about all the things, talking about the economy and this and that. And I was like, I know exactly what's coming. You're going to ask for a reimbursement, not only you, but everybody else. And my girlfriend, she was like, no, that is not right. You should have put a reimbursement clause in your invoice stating that if you are going to cancel, there will be a 30% deduction fee based off the hours that you have remaining that you will be reimbursed. And that's going to happen within a 2-week period of when you request the reimbursement. Yeah, yeah. Those challenges, my girlfriend was giving me that look and I was like, oh, please, money, it's just money. It was on that movie, The Big Short. I forgot the actor's name, but he played in Die Hard with the Vengeance back in 1996. Listen, I'm old school, okay? I'm old school as fuck. And he said, listen, it's just money. It isn't real, I believe he said. And I said to my girlfriend, I said, listen, I'm going to reimburse him. I already have the money, but I told him as a clause, you're going to be given a two-week, you know, basically, like, I'm going to give it to you in 2 weeks and it's going to be with the 30% penalty based on the hours that you have left. See, how well do you handle challenges? Do you escape and say, no, I'm sorry, I can't give you reimbursement? Like this one lady, I had heard a story back 8 years ago, and it's crazy. The lady who I was speaking to, her name was Tina. She was the one that gave me a job back in the southern province of Nakhon Si Thammarat. It's boy, when she said, oh, she doesn't want to give me my $10,000 back, and in about 2 years, we're going to kill her. And I'm like, what? That was the last time, obviously, I ever spoke to her. Jesus. And I understand that. But it was up to you to have the responsibility to say, no, that's not how it works. Sorry, it works this way. And so, again, are you an active or willing participant in taking in challenges? Are you setting yourself up for greater mastery in life? That's mindset. Now, going on to the next one, habits. Listen, if someone's habits don't develop and clarify, or, you know, develop that necessity and productivity, influence, courage, it's pretty easy where to predict where they're going to be in, let's say, maybe, I don't know, 6 months, 12 months, a couple of years or so. It shows a lot in how they show up every week. The deliberate habits, guys, the habits are everything. Atomic Habits. I forgot which one of my students over this past year, but they said that they were reading Atomic Habits. And I said, I wanted to hurry up and say, maybe you should read, Brendan Burchard's High Performance Habits. That probably would have been best. But nonetheless, again, that's what the high performance demands. It demands the needle movers, the ones that make a difference. The ones that make us will ourselves to do it. The habits we practice are fascinating because why? Well, they're drivers of our lives. This is what I'll do to succeed, live well, to become well. And the habits would explain so much about somebody. And so if you think about it this way. So hurry up and scale back. My question to this person. If they are unsure of employees, if they're a manager, if they are an underperformer, if you are an underperformer, what are your habits? How do you talk to yourself? Deal with challenges, mindset. I want you to walk me through that. You know, when they do, all of a sudden, it's a different picture, right? Not only is there empathy, but you end up realizing, okay, what's my specific target to help this person? If you want to help someone, people, listen to me closely. If you want to help someone, help their habits. And so, again, like I said, it's very important to score yourself in your habits every single week. The next one, energy, you already know. We can use energy in terms of health, like it's an energy. Having an energy to fulfill goals, to practice well, to practice those habits, it's everything. We need that emotional, spiritual, and just that those healthy habits in general. What about energetic health? You know, the type of health that makes you feel alive, the health of meditation, exercise, diet, nutrition, supplementation. I can tell you right now, just like me at the beginning of January, if your health is off, you don't give a fuck about anything. If you're sick or you got hurt emotionally, been emotionally down and out, we have been there. And it's all in how we feel. You know, if we really look at someone over the past, I don't know, 30, 60, 90 days, it explains a lot. Or why not? They haven't been assertive, followed through, persistent, emotional. You know, having that mental stamina, I could tell you that right now because I was one of those people. See, one of the great competencies to develop is to better manage and enhance our health. Specifically, managing all the moving pieces of health, like I just mentioned before, to be able to maintain that vibrant energy. Make it a goal to consistently optimize our health. And the biggest one right here, this one right here, you already know. The last one, the number five, quality of relationships. People, I'm going to be honest with you. Your success, your life, everything. It's the people who you're around, in relationships with, and who those people are. That explains a lot about your life. It explains a lot about other people's lives. See, listen, I've met great people, great mindsets, great young, okay? But the thing is, if you look at all these young people who would go to the Gary Vee, you know, the presentations back in 2017, 2018 and stuff like that, they didn't have success because they didn't have access to a good mentor, a good teacher, good positive role models and relationships around them. You see what I mean? And what ends up happening is ultimately your mindset lowers yourself to the people around you. It's kind of like, oh my God, this is one big story and I just wrote it down. It's about Taye Diggs. You may not know Taye Diggs. It's okay. Got a lot of listeners from different countries, Philippines, this, that. And Taye Diggs was a very influential African-American man who a lot of women in America liked, maybe between 2000s to about 2020, I guess you could say. And what ends up happening is because he was around a lot of people like that, you end up having and to seek approval of, let's say, African-American women. So, you know, oh, well, this or that, I need to be accepted back into this specific society or that specific society. It's like, a lot of African-American women would go on this YouTuber's, show and would say, why do I always attract bad men? Well, to be honest with you, it's not just in what they're doing and how they feel. It's based on their ambition levels. See, we adjust and adapt by default because we want a sense of belonging, that acceptance, that being part of, right? So our relationships would explain a lot about that. See, women, what do you know about the people you're surrounded by? And I can tell you right now, if you were to, this person who asked me this question, then being a manager, right? If you think about it, and they're like, oh, you know what? A lot of my employees are underperforming this and that and this and that. And I said, okay, well, check this out. Let's break this down. Maybe she's gone through a divorce 6 months prior and you really didn't ask how she was doing. Do you think that would affect her performance? Absolutely. There could be other things that are happening. It's important to realize the peer group that your employees or people or even you, you're around because it ultimately shapes who you are. How much your health is a reflection of those around you. Around, if you're consistently around people who eat bad, guess what? You're going to end up eating bad. If you're around people who have good health, you're going to end up wanting to be a good health. That's all there is to it. It's real and it's unquestionable. Maybe at some point you didn't have these types of people, and I understand, but it's up to you to architect that by conscious living. We have to do the same thing with the loving relationships in our lives to be around good people in general. So you're going to have to make an audit. You're going to have to figure it out and say, am I around people of these five different concepts that this person had asked me? Am I around these people? And are they going to do me well? With that being said, stay tuned for more. Over and out.